It's been more than a year and a half since terrorists struck the United States, and only now is a new film out that deals dramatically with the terrorist attacks. It's called The Guys, and Penelope Pulu is here to tell us about it.
This is a powerfully moving film about the tragedy of 9/11 as it unfolded in New York City. The movie personalizes the loss of thousands of people that day after two hijacked jetliners crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. The story focuses on the lives and deaths of eight firefighters who sacrificed themselves trying to save others from the inferno. And like every other New Yorker, Joan, a middle-aged journalist played by Sigourney Weaver, does not know how to deal with the feelings in the days after the disaster. All she knows is she wants to help, and she does it by doing what she knows how to do best, writing. She helps Nick, a fire captain, played by Anthony LaPaglia, write eulogies for his eight lost men. These two people, strangers to each other, spend a whole day together assembling piece by piece pictures of the lives of the dead firemen, weighing as they do their strengths and weaknesses.
The families, they want me to say something. What am I going to say? How am I going to explain it to them?
We'll talk about who they were and make it about them. And that's what you can give the families.
I keep hearing these speeches from politicians, hero this, hero that. I don't even recognize them.
You can give their friends and family something they can recognize.
We had this motto, follow me. And they did. That morning, too.
By the end of the day, Joan the writer and Nick, the fire captain, form an unexpected bond, a bond that only a tragedy can create. This is the true story of screenwriter and playwright Ann Nelson, who wrote Guys, first for the stage and then for the screen as her way of dealing with the tragedy of 9/11. I spoke about the film's moral and political message with actress Sigourney Weaver, who plays the writer, and with her husband, Jim Simpson. Jim Simpson directed both the stage and screen versions of The Guys.
We knew from the experience of doing the play that people came with their own experiences, and my impression always was that it offered them some solace and that they were very glad they'd come. So that's sort of what I thought was guiding us.
What do you expect to be the reaction of the world to this movie?
It's, to me, a bit like a document of what it felt like to be in New York at that time. And I think we'll remind people, especially right now, that we're human beings and that what happens between these two people could have happened anywhere after a terrible tragedy.
Any fears?
You know, I actually think the movie is pretty honest. I think there will be people that will be dissatisfied because there won't be an overt political statement made in the picture. This movie is not purporting to be the answers for that, and it's in fact saying there was a human cost on what happened in 9/11, and not simply to be answered with political answers. So those people will be dissatisfied.
Do you think this is going to encourage other people to create new movies on 9/11?
If it does do that, I think that's great, because I think in America, specifically, there are people that were very much affected by what happened, yet need to find, I think, the human face again about this. Not just that, all over the world, very much everyone's looking at what does America feel like? Are they just simply angry, or what is it? And I think this movie shows a very interesting side of what actually happened and the aftermath of it in a way that many communities all over the world have experienced cataclysmic catastrophes like 9/11. Maybe not exactly like 9/11, but very, very close.
You know, we're not taking anything for granted. I do think that that's the obstacles. People don't want to go back and feel those very painful feelings again. But I think if they can take that chance, that it will not be something they regret.
There is this scene where you dance with Anthony LaPaglia. I mean, you touch hands, he explains to you how the dancing goes, and then you get up and you follow him on the floor. What really inspired that scene?
And wrote it.
Well, it's true. The fire captain is a dancer.
Yeah.
And I think, and in her own way, writing very truthfully, probably imagined that they got up and danced. And, of course, that didn't happen, but she couldn't help but imagine what if it had.
I do think that we are able to achieve that sense of one long afternoon where we go through such ups and downs. By the time we got to the tango scene, you know, that you're kind of so, blitzed trying to work on this stuff that I thought, of course they need to go somewhere else for a while. And it was such a relief to see them relate on a different level and get a tiny break. They needed it so much, and I thought that makes a lot of sense in that day, that they have this island of tango,
even if it
didn't happen. You
know. The language is also very powerful, so you have a double advantage there. Great acting, but the language, the way you interpret it, the words, the way they flow, carry you through the whole movie. It's impossible to stay impartial.
Well, I think, Anne, I was so grateful to be able to say her words, because I had no eloquence about what happened, you know, and to be able to make any kind of sense of it at all, and she's a very eloquent person, was a blessing. And so I think hearing them would also be, I don't know, a